will still be here. We have an operator that mans our COVID hotline, and actually we have more than one at this point in time. So we are still a resource for community members when they have questions. It's just at this point in time, we really need to focus our response with the limited resources that we have in a different direction. And that's going to be really making sure that those positive cases are isolated when they're sick, and then to give them the education to be able to speak with their household members and their close contacts.